بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من نجاة، وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أملك ليك لسانك وليصابيتك وليبكي على خطيئتك، أو كما قال لي الصلاة والسلام. This hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us a very, very important aspect with regard to how to save ourselves in this world from all types of fitnas, all types of calamities, all types of problems, etc. And today we are all worried, we all want to know what is the solution, what is the way out, how to save ourselves. And our lives should be sacrificed upon the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That they ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam all these aspects. And we should just learn these aspects and try and implement it in our lives. Then we'll be saved from all these calamities. But unfortunately today we have got a lot of time to waste on all unnecessary things, on the social media, on the WhatsApps, etc. And what we have to be doing, we are not doing. And now we find ourselves in a problem. And instead of blaming myself, I am blaming everybody else. But the easy solution is that I must see where did I falter and come back onto the right path. Like the Sahabi asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that man najat, what is the way of salvation? How can we save ourselves from problems in this world? And wallah, the real problems are the problems of the akhirah. That a person can go through all the difficulties of this world, but when he leaves this world and he gets 1 minute of peace in the qabr, then he'll realize that all the difficulties of this world was nothing. And on the other hand, a person can have an enjoyable life, everything of this world, but if he goes into the qabr without iman, and then he faces 1 second of difficulty of the qabr, then he'll forget about all the goodness of this world. He'll realize that there was no good in this world. So the real worry that we have to have, how can we save ourselves from and how can we get salvation in the year after? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave 3 simple solutions which myself I lack today. And today we see what the so-called lockdown, but yet people are complaining with regard to these things. One is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Amlik alayka lisanak." Learn to control your tongue. The tongue, there is lot of details with regard to it, but today we will just mention this part of it, is that we must learn to have control over our tongue. That not just blurt out whatever we want to, not just speak. And today with the lockdown, so to say, in the house, we don't think how we talk to one another. Then we have all these problems here. They say there's a lot of social problems and lot of domestic fights, etc. There's no reason for all this. When we don't learn to control our tongue, we want to prove points to one another, then unfortunately, what does it cause? Instead of bringing salvation, it causes destruction. There's destruction in the house. There's destruction in society. So to learn to control the tongue. And how to learn to control the tongue also, Allah Ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. That, O people of Iman, you are my friend. How to control your tongue? Inculcate taqwa. Be with the pious servants of Allah. Then you will learn how to talk also. How to say a correct word in the right way, with the right tone, on the right occasion, in the right manner. At home also, if the wife says something and she seems a bit angry, at that time you just keep quiet. On the right occasion, then you fix up the matter and see there's no problem. But unfortunately today, myself, we are not controlling our tongues, and inshallah we'll mention more details if Allah gives tawfiq. But for now, let us realize that we have to learn how to keep the tongue under control. And the easiest way, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that la yazalu lisanuka ratban bil La yazalu lisanaka raddam bi zikrillah. That your tongue should all the time be wet with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of unnecessary talking, says, right? Allahu Akbar. A person told Hazrat Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, a very great pious personality, woman, that why don't you curse shaitan? He's causing all the havoc in the world and he's causing problems amongst people. So curse him. She said, why must I waste my time cursing him when he is accursed? In that time I could read Subhanallah, I could read Alhamdulillah. So I shouldn't waste my time in unnecessary things.